What's up, TV fans? Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief, ReviewFix.com, to talk about the latest episode of The Walking Dead, 18 miles in. My biggest complaint with The Walking Dead so far this season is that it strayed so far away from the comic book that it wasn't interesting. I don't know if that's necessarily a huge problem. I think the bigger problem is that the new material just wasn't interesting and didn't stack up with the comic book. I'm not against the show being different than the comic book. I'm upset with the fact that the new storylines are not nearly as engaging. The last two episodes, that really, though, hasn't been the case. 18 Miles In was charming. In a Robert Kirkman type of way. In the fact that it had fantastic gore effects, fantastic fights with zombies, a lot of shooting and blood and guts and stabs and knives to the forehead and top of the head and car chases and blood and guts and skulls being caved in. And then at the same time, it had great conversation, emotions, character development, plot development. Oh my God, this is actually a show. It's not just some crappy soap opera that happens to have zombies in it. All of a sudden, Walking Dead got good again. Between Maggie's sister's attempted suicide, and just the relationship between Laurie and Andrea, and then the conversation between Shane and Rick, that was just fantastic. It took a really long time to develop, but every second of it was worth it, and it was just a lot of fun to just watch these two, who are kind of like brothers, try and come to grips with the situation at hand. Bottom line is, Rick is changing, and he's changing at a pace that Shane might not be ready for and doesn't expect, because Shane is still obsessed with Laurie and Carl and what they could have had. He's dangerous, he's psychotic, but isn't everybody, in this situation at least? The thing that was sad in this episode was you didn't see a lot of like Dale, Glenn, and some of the other characters. Some of the other storylines got pushed to the side, but what we did see between Andrea and Laurie was great. I never ever would have thought that Laurie would become one of my favorite characters, but the past two episodes, between the mind fuck that she pulled on Rick and the conversations that she was having with Andrea and Maggie, she's quickly becoming one of my favorite characters. She just has an idea of how the world is changing, and she wants to be a part of it. And she's so different from what she was in the comic book, and the fact that she's not bitching and complaining all the time to the point where you want her to get ripped apart by a horde of zombies. She's not that type of character here. And at the same time, Andrea is almost the complete opposite, too, from what she was in the comic. She's tough, yeah, she's still tough, but she's not this character that's like a team player. She's definitely on Shane's side, and she's not interested in helping everyone. Nevertheless, I mean, this is just the way everything's developed and the way the characters are starting to develop. The last couple of episodes are going to be really interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how everything goes down. And if there's more of a solid combination of just good drama, great, great script, great writing of these characters, and zombie fights, and just good music. The score in this episode was awesome, and just the shots from inside the trunk. I mean, everything just came together, and it was shot beautifully. I mean, this is what this show should have been like a while ago. So if that continues, I think Walking Dead is going to go out with a cliche bang for season two. It's going to be really good. It's going to be a lot of fun, and can't believe I'm actually gonna say this, but I can't wait for the next episode.